and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Sky News Centre at 7. A bird-watching trip to a landfill site in Argentina is being investigated as the possible source of a hantavirus outbreak on a cruise ship. Three people have been evacuated, but there's disagreement between Spain and the Canary Islands about docking in Tenerife to let the remaining passengers disembark. Spanish Health Minister Monica García Gómez says Canary Islands President Fernando Clavijo is being kept informed.
I've been talking to the president of the autonomous community of the Canary Islands today. I've been speaking to him. He will be included in all meetings that relate to the civil protection mechanism.
Donald Trump's doubled down on his claim that a deal with Iran is imminent.
We're dealing with people that want to make a deal very much, and we'll see whether or not they can make a deal that's satisfactory to us. We have it very much under control. The blockade is unbelievable. The Navy's been incredible. The job they did, it's like a wall of steel. Nobody goes through.
The U.S. president has been speaking at the White House. Earlier, he threatened more intense bombings if Tehran didn't agree. It could mean restrictions are lifted by both sides at the Strait of Hormuz. American efforts to escort stranded vessels through the vital shipping waterway were paused after a matter of hours. Travel group ABTA says flight cancellations amount to less than 1% overall, as it insists there isn't a problem with fuel supply. Around 120 trips from the UK didn't go ahead as scheduled this month. Labour's deputy leader says she'd like to see Andy Burnham return as an MP. Lucy Powell insists she fully supports the Prime Minister's position, but accepts there have been mistakes. A bag of guns has been found in Glasgow. Firearms officers say it had been discarded in the street. And more than 100 former WH Smith High Street sites are to close under the brand name TG Jones. It could put hundreds of jobs at risk. That's the latest. I'm Amani Rana.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And we're going to start tonight's show with one group who were never out of the charts in the 80s and another one who would have only one top 40 hit.
Toy with my affection.
Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Baby by the heel, and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true, I said. Dance all day's love. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. So in place, in a dance hall days, we were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true, I said. Dance all day's love. Dance all days long. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her eyes to sapphire's blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew to believe, do, sharing what was true, I said. That's all day's love.
Well, hello once again, and a very warm welcome to tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio with me, Simon Jobling. Yes, it's the best night of the week, and it's the best night not because I'm here, but because we got 2 hours of classic music from the 1980s coming right up, and I'll be giving you bits of information and trivia about the tracks and the artists that we're going to hear on the show tonight. And we started off, as ever in fine style, with Erasure and Sometimes, which is written by Vince and Andy from the band. And it was their fourth single release, but perhaps the one that announced them not only in the UK charts, but internationally too. Now, it's been said that this one really typifies Erasure because it contained Vince Clarke's synthesizers over a pop tune and Andy Bell's lyrics about love. Well, that certainly was a formula for success, because this was the first of no less than 17 top 10 hits that the guys would have. And this one was only kept off the top of our chart in 1986 by that classic Heartbeats, Nick Berry and Every Loser Wins. robbery that was. And then we followed that with Wang Chung and Dance All Days, which was written by members of the New Wave Band, who were formed in London in 1980. And they got their name from the Chinese language, as Wang Chung is the first note in the Chinese classical musical scale. Now, oddly, they would have more success in America than here. They would get 5 top 40 hits in the States, whereas in the UK, this would be their one and only top 40 hit, and number 21 in 1984. Well, now it's time to get back to the music, and after the lively start, we're going to calm things down a little for a little while. George Benson's up next with In Your Eyes, which was a track co-written by Dan Hill, who you might just remember had that 70s hit, Sometimes When We Touch. And indeed, Dan Hill did record this one first before George would cover it. And George, well, his career had started in jazz way back in the mid-1960s. And with Give Me the Night, this would be his biggest UK hit, and number 7 in 1983.
I think I finally know you. I can see beyond your smile. I think that I can show you that what we have is still worthwhile. Don't you know that love's just like the thread that keeps unraveling, but then it ties us back together in the end. In your eyes, I can see my dreams' reflections. In your eyes, found the answers to my questions. Learned to love you more. But you warned me that life changes and that no one really knows whether time would make us strangers or whether time would make us grow. Even though the winds of time will change in a world
Wednesday night is 80s night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Say I was wrong, even when I'd seen the other. other side. I'd hide my foolishness and carry on. But still I'd be embarrassed, cause then see what happened and then play along. Until I backed myself into a corner, I would only realize that they are gone. Everything must change.
Everything, everything must change.
Into the mirror frame. Well, it was easy to be angry at you, but deep inside I know we share the blame. Now I'm like a dream, a life of reason. Everything must change.
Everything, everything must change.
Start myself off, but first of all, some things I need to know. When I'm scared of being wrong again, won't you be the one I turn to let me know? Oh, let me know. Oh, please let me be right for once, cause right now all I feel I do is wrong. Never too late to learn about love. This victim needs your hand to hold on. Like a dream, a life of reason. Everything must change.
Everything, everything must change.
First of a couple of cool British artists that we've got on the show in consecutive order. That, of course, was Paul Young and Everything Must Change. And this was co-written and performed by Paul, who'd originally been the lead singer of a band called Cats Cool and the Cool Cats. Yes, they really were called that. But he's probably better known, I suppose, that he was also lead singer of the band The Q-Tips. Well, he did actually have a hit with another band called Street Band with that quirky little number from the late 70s, Toast. But he really hit the big time, I suppose, when his debut solo album, No Parley, went stratospheric in sales terms worldwide. Well, this came from the follow-up album to No Parley, and that was called The Secret of Association, and it was also a UK number one album, with the track Everything Must Change reaching number nine in 1984. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're straight back with perhaps the king of cool, Brian Ferry, and Don't Stop the Dance. And this was co-written and co-produced by Brian, who I did see is 80 years old. Can you imagine Brian Ferry, 80 years old? Anyway, he studied fine art and started work as a teacher before he then formed Roxy Music in the early 70s. But also he began a parallel solo career at the time, and only 3 years later he disbanded Roxy Music, just before he released the solo album Boys and Girls, from which this track and the excellent Slave to Love came from, this one getting to number 21 in 1985.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
For Tame, Haddenham and Dinton.
Red Kite Radio.
Mama says the truth. Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Monks Risborough.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
The lesser known tracks there, really, from the Rolling Stones. It was Mixed Emotions, written by Jagger and Richards after a period of some tension between two of them in the band. And I said it was lesser known, well, not on the other side of the Atlantic, because it was a Canadian number one, it was a US top five, but here it would only make number 36 in 1989. Now, Tame Town Cricket Club are offering beginner sessions for women. You can enjoy summer nights while learning a new skill, and you'll learn from experienced coaches and take part in training drills and friendly matches too. Now, these sessions are open to anyone, any lady or girl over 14 years of age. And if you'd like to find out more, you just need to contact Sarah Sanderson on 07766 113186, or you can email sarahjanesanderson@rocketmail.com. Next up for us, we're going to have a bit of Marvin Gaye and My Love Is Waiting. And this was the final track from what would be his last album in his lifetime, unfortunately, the excellent Midnight Love. Now, Marvin had had his first hit here in the UK in 1964, and this one would be the follow-up to one of his biggest hits, Sexual Healing. Unfortunately, it would be his last original hit before his tragic death, this and number 34 in 1983.
Do
Classic hits from the 1980s.
It's the 80s Rewind.
Red Kite Radio.
There and Obsession, which is a track co-written by Holly Knight, whose track Better Be Good to Me, sung by Tina Turner, we had on last week's show. Well, it was also co-written by Michael Debar, who was recovering from a heroin addiction at the time, which sort of explains the subject matter. Well, it's a song that's featured in the films A Night in Heaven and also 9 and a Half Weeks, as well as in video games and TV programs. The only hit here for Animotion, an LA band. A big one, though, and number 5 in 1985. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with the Pet Shop Boys and Dusty Springfield and What Have I Done to Deserve This, which came from the Pet Shop Boys' second album, and this track was their first collaboration with another artist, and it's a song which really revived Dusty's career. And it came about because Dusty's 1969 album, Dusty in Memphis, was said to be Neil Tennant's favourite ever LP. Although the story goes that Dusty originally turned the song down. However, when she heard West End Girls, she changed her mind and she'd get a worldwide hit and number two on both sides of the Atlantic in 1987.
Red Kite Radio.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429-123. That's 429-123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Are you looking for confidential advice relating to drugs or alcohol, either for yourself or a loved one? Drug and Alcohol Support Charity, With You, offers a free web chat service. Within seconds, you can get non-judgmental support from an expert. Visit wearewithyou.org.uk today. Whether you want to make small changes or find new ways of staying safe and healthy, we are with you.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7pm with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7pm, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
For Tame, Haddenham and Mawson.
Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Kite Radio and Closest Thing to Heaven, which had written by Brammer and Brewis from the band, and they'd met in 1982 while playing for other local bands in County Durham. Well, this track came from their debut album, and the single would end up as their biggest hit here in the UK when it made number 12 in 1984. Now, we are fast approaching the 8 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but I hope you can stick with me for hour two of the show, because I think I've got something for almost everyone coming up in the second hour, and that will include George Michael, The Beat, and a little bit of ABBA as well. I have just one more track to take us up to that news at 8 o'clock, and it will be The Blow Monkeys and Digging Your Scene, which was a track that came, it was written, I should say, by the band's frontman, Dr. Robert. And it's a song which very subtly attacks the stigma of AIDS and individuals with HIV at the time. And it's now really seen as one of the earliest songs to deal with the subject of AIDS. Well, the band would end up with five top 40 singles here in the UK, the biggest being It Doesn't Have to Be This Way. But this track, well, it would go all the way to the top 20 on both sides of the Atlantic. And here in the UK, as I said, their second biggest hit, it would go all the way to number 12 in the UK, and that was in 1986.
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.